Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled to bring you speaker highlights from our annual IPPI Book Awards from Kathy Greenberg, Global Leadership Expert.
Well, I'm keeping my phone with me at the moment. It not only brings me great joy, but there was a little video link that I had wanted to share with you from my recent trip to Rome to the canonization of Mother Teresa. And I am a very fortunate person. I am not only able to work with leaders and authors like yourself, but I work with a very rare community of individuals. And they are our special forces and our special operators, and that includes our Navy SEALs and SWCs, our Green Berets and Rangers, and other working warriors such as paramilitary, so that would be SWAT, and law enforcement like FBI and CIA. So my career didn't always start off in a joyful way. And for those of you who know anything about my book series, which is What Happy No Brands, we started with stories about people, and then we went to stories about companies and what happy companies know. So we went from what happy people know to what happy companies know. And we ended with a book called What Happy Working Mothers Know. And that was a number 2 New York Times and a number 1 Wall Street Journal best-selling book. And that book was very pivotal for me, for those of you in the room who have worked with, who manage, or just love a working mother. You know that that is a very important role for each of us to play, because our job is to bring joy to everyone around us, regardless of what mental mindset we're in. And so in that book, I talked a lot about my life and all of my struggles. And growing up in a celebrity family, my parents were in show business, it was a different kind of life. You'd come home and there'd be people that you'd see on TV and the movies sitting at the table, and you'd think this was the happiest family in the world. Well, unfortunately, storybooks aren't always what you think they are. And while I had wonderful parents, it was a struggle sometimes. And as I grew up, I too had loss. I lost 2 babies in my 7th month and 1 in my 5th month. I have a beautiful daughter who is a mother, and she gave birth to a lovely little girl who turns 1 year old today. So that's how much I love you, and I love Vicki. I'm here with you today. I will be with her on Saturday for her birthday. So in that struggle for life, being a mom, I also had 2 very rare forms of precancerous conditions. One was breast, one was cervical, and I was a managing partner, one of the world's largest firms called Accenture. And I was expected to get up every day and get on a plane and go to Australia or go to Korea or go to Germany or go wherever they wanted me to go, and I did. And finally, in 2003, very fortunate for us, we IPO'd. And when you do an IPO, the people who are part of that get a nice chunk of money. And so I was very lucky. So I thought, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do to live my purpose? And so the books in the Happiness series were one part of that purpose. I was working at a place called Canyon Ranch and then another place called Miraval, where we held our first mindfulness program a couple of years ago. They're dying to have us do another one. And in that time period, I realized there's more to give. And so I started donating my time to the military and the paramilitary, and that's how I got to work with these wonderful special operators. Now, there's a new series of books that came out, and the first one came out a couple of years ago called Fearless Leaders, Sharpen Your Focus, How the New Science of Mindfulness Can Help You Regain Your Confidence. And that's based on the work of special operators, sports athletes, humanitarians, business leaders, and special operators. And so in that book are the 12 success secrets of high performers, people who go to work sick, people who can't think about what's coming tomorrow because today is so pivotal. Can I survive? And will I defend my nation? And will I defend my brothers next to me? And for those of you who may be a little concerned that I use the word brothers as opposed to sisters, there are no women in special forces. G.I. Jane is a movie. However, I was fortunate to work with, and am working with now, our first female prototype for a Navy SEAL. I'm sure she would love to hear that, but she is such a quiet professional, and I can't even give you her name, but she is a 30-year-old woman who now has not only the experience of being a real Navy SEAL, she has a company and she sells clothing, and I'm trying to help her write her book, and so she'll be next coming to you, Vicki, and hopefully we'll be welcoming of her as well. So when I get up and talk to people, I tell a little bit of my story, and going back to the link that I wanted to share, I was in the Vatican for 5 days in a row with a very special man, Monsignor Michael Mannion, and he is the chaplain for the FBI, and he worked with Mother Teresa for 28 years, and it was a wonderful experience going to Rome with him. He became a priest right there at the Vatican, and he was ordained at the foot of the chair of the Pope in that basilica, St. Peter's, and he gave Mass every day, one of which was in the Irish Chapel, which is 3 stories below the Vatican, very, very old buildings. It was such a spiritual experience, and here's why. Imagine you're sitting in this room with all these wonderful people, but there's 150,000 more of you, and none of you speak the same language. And you're this close to the Pope, and you're this close to people who knew Mother Teresa, and it's 95 degrees, and it's 100% humidity, and you're out there trying to be welcoming and loving and joyful, and all of a sudden, you realize you've been sitting in the sun since 6 a.m. in the morning, and it's now 11 a.m., and people are starting to pass out. And everyone is just helping everyone else because nobody wants anybody to miss this experience of the canonization of Mother Teresa. So I'm sitting there trying to stay awake. I've got a wet towel around my neck and I've got my water and we're all clinging together and everybody's speaking a different language but being helpful and loving. And I'm very fortunate because I'm sitting next to the legate who is the head of the FBI in Rome. And he notices that I'm starting to wither. And at the exact hour of 11 a.m., they announce that Mother Teresa is a saint. He grabs me, yes, he grabs me. And at that very moment, he says, "You're out of here." I stood up, he grabs me. We're leaving, and it's a good thing. Imagine trying to get through a crowd of 150,000 people. And right at that very moment, the woman behind me and the woman in front of me passed out cold. But everybody was so helpful and loving, everybody picking people up and everybody just nurturing each other. And it was a wonderful experience. So lucky for me, I got to be on Vatican News. I didn't know. Do you know the Pope has his own news channel? And it's a delightful show. And it's hosted by a wonderful young woman who's from the States. And so I sent the link in the hopes that we might be able to bring it up and share it with everybody because it really tells you a lot about how Mother Teresa has influenced my work and what I do and how I'm here to help you. And Vicki knows if any of you need me, you just find me through Vicki, and I'm happy to help whatever it is you need. So I will end with this, and then I just want to open the floor up to questions with the time that I have left. In the new book, we have what's called the Fearless Principles. And it's a very simple acronym. It's the art of fearless leaders. And all these wonderful men and women who contributed to the book, of all those men and women, it came down to four little principles. And it's A-R-T-E. Yes, we did spell art a little bit differently. So it's act with inspiring courage. Respond with resilience. Think from a higher consciousness. And engage with a mindset for success. Very simple. And each one of those principles has a set of videos and a set of learning tools. And it is so helpful for me to be able to give to anyone. It's such a small thing, but so much mindfulness and so much capacity for helping people nurture themselves and renew them so they can be joyful. That was so much fun. I thought to myself, it's a good thing I went to the gym this morning. But any added calories I can burn means I can have another cannoli, I can have another cookie, I can have another vodka, so it's all good. All right, so I'm going to, if we can't find the video link, I'm sorry, but we'll send it out to you. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. It's a very quick video on how Mother Teresa's work has influenced what we do. If I can just use the time to answer your questions about books, about getting people to sponsor your books or to help you with endorsements. By the way, I have the number 2 ranked radio show in the nation on the Voice America World Talk Radio, and it's called Leadership Development News. And I only tell you that because it's in 26 countries and 127 cities, and we get 350,000 downloads. And if you believe that your work is worthy and it appeals to a business coach audience, I'm happy to take your business card and have you scheduled for our 2017 lineup. And if I can help you spread the good word, I'm happy to help. So let me just open this up to questions. Anybody have any questions? Yes. One of the things that I try to do is in my endorsements. So if I'm speaking, I've been a speaker for Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I've been an ambassador for the convenience store, petroleum, fast food industry. So I try to find an organization, a firm, a company that does something that resonates with my brand. And so if I'm speaking, and this happened very serendipitously about 2 years ago, you ever go to a fast food or convenience place and they have these things called fresh, they're milkshakes, and they're frozen, and they have a milkshake machine. Some of you are shaking your head. So I know they're in Wawa's, they're in a lot of convenience stores. So I didn't know what they were, but I was walking around at the food show, and I just happened to see this thing, and I went, wow, this is amazing, and it tasted so good. So to the point about how did I get a sponsor, I was just up on stage. There were about 50,000 people, and I just happened to mention the fact that I would be grateful if that company could install one of those in my house. And after that event, I was walking off the stage, and the CEO of the company, his name is Dench, he comes running at me, and he's throwing all these coupons at me. He's like, you want a machine? I'll get you a machine. And here's 100 coupons. And that's the best free advertising I've ever had. And, you know, you make friends, too. So it was wonderful. All I did was say, I love that product. And it was really me being sincere. And so when you find something that you're really passionate about, it'll just come to you. And if you're authentic about it, say it. But when you do it in the right place at the right time, the people who, you know, Father Mannion, my friend who's the chaplain for the FBI, who should be a bishop, he's really a Monsignor, he says, coincidence is God's way of becoming or being anonymous. And I really believe in that. So you'll know when the time's right to say what you need to say. But that's how I get a lot of sponsors. I've never paid for a sponsor in my life. Yes, ma'am.
You mentioned how Mother Teresa influenced your work. I realize it's a deep question.
A lot of people don't know that Mother Teresa was a very tortured soul. And there's a movie you should see called The Letters, which is about her life. And it was a very sad life of struggle. She left home when she was very young. She went to a country that didn't really accept her. I'm so glad that India accepts so many of us, and they think of her as their own, but she came from a very small country. And she believed that she was here on this earth to take in the unloved, the unwanted, and the unwell. And in all of my work, whether it's the Happy Company series, where we say happiness equals profit, or in the Fearless series, where we say fearless equals freedom, there's no doubt that the work that I do can never be paid for. There's just no amount of money that can pay someone to do what we do when we're in service to others, right? We do that from here. That's our purpose-driven soul work. So I believe that I, too, work with the unloved sometimes, people who just don't have a connection, and they're trying to figure out, why am I the CEO of a company? Or why am I on this team doing this work? Or why am I going on my fifth deployment and I haven't seen my kids in a year? So those people are important to me. And then there's the unwanted, you know, the people who've lost their jobs, or the mothers who've lost a child or are going through a divorce or have lost a spouse. And then, you know, there's a whole host of other people in the unwell. And one of the things I do is I donate a lot of my time, especially to places like Cancer Treatment Centers of America or the veterans, whoever needs it. Because if we're not giving back and paying it forward, I wonder why we're here. I'm very transparent. I'm like this 24/7. That's probably why I'm single. And I paid alimony twice, so I don't get married anymore. All right. Yes. She said, how can someone engage with a mindset for success to support someone else who has breast cancer that's metastasized and is in stage 4? How? Quality of life. When I work with individuals who have a serious terminal illness, I put myself in their shoes. And I think when I was given the news that I had a potentially terminal illness, what I started to cling to was hope, joy, and pride. And I take that from the Cancer Treatment Centers of America's vision. Dick Stevenson, who started that company, started it with the mother standard of care. His mother was misdiagnosed with a cancer of the liver and kidney, and she could have lived had the diagnosis been correct. And he believes in all of his hospitals, there are 5 nationally, that the mother standard of care is what everyone will get, because that's what his mother deserved. So hope, joy, and pride is the following. Stay hopeful that every day you'll take joy in something small. And that joy will lead to pride in your fight. And so hope, joy, and pride keeps you alive for one more day. And one more day is often all you need for the drug to work, a new discovery to happen, or an event in your life that you thought you'd miss, you don't. And that's how I do my work. And when people always challenge me with something difficult, I just talk from the heart. And that's the best we can do. And loving someone else through their pain. You know, there's suffering and there's pain, right? Pain is something we feel. Suffering is something we endure. And we can handle pain alone, but suffering we need to do with other souls. And so suffering with someone during their pain and hearing them and being with them during that time is also such a mindful experience if you practice it correctly. And so quality of life for that person is really important. So I hate to get our joy all wrestled up in here in something that's so sad, but to me, you know, one door closes, another opens. And I've always looked at my life that way. Loss is something we can either happen to us or happen with us. And I believe in happening with me, joy or loss, happening with me. Anybody want to know how to get endorsements for your books? This is my secret sauce. How many of you can make a reference to someone who is a real stellar person in the industry where you're working? Everybody, right? There is somebody you've admired. There's somebody whose work you want to quote. There's somebody who's influenced your life. And there's more than one. And the practice that I've used my whole life, and it works all the time, is I make reference to how those people have impacted my life. And I put a reference in the back of the book at the footnote, and I send the book, when it's in draft form, circling that piece, whether it's automated, you know, an e-file or a manual copy. And I say, could you just see if I got this right? And if I did, would you be willing to write just a small endorsement? And if they don't want to write an endorsement, because they'll say, oh, I'm so busy, or I have this, or what's the deadline, or what's that, I say, well, can I write something for you that I think might be appropriate and have you edit it? Yeah, sure, send it. Well, funny little story. Has anybody heard of Daniel Goleman? Okay, so Daniel is one of many people who I cherish. And he wrote a book very recently called Focus. And it was funny because I was so touched that he quoted me in his book and he put a footnote. So we had him on our radio show on Leadership Development News, and he was talking about the book. And I said, Dan, I said, thanks so much, you know, for the footnote and the quote and the reference. And he's like, Kathy, I don't remember you being in the book. And I said, no, I was. Look, it's on page 35, footnote 25, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, that was a Kathy Walt. And I said, Dan, that was one of my married names. And he said, oh, my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I said, no, that's a good thing. As long as you know me and I know you, you can call me anything you'd like to. So that worked out very well. But, yeah, when you get those endorsements, do it with heart. You know, go out and say, look, you've made an important impact on my life. You've touched me. Your work is important to me. People are going to be hard-pressed when you're authentic, and that's really what's important.
We hope you will join us at the Expert Insights Annual IFE Book Awards, this year at one of the top resorts on the Mexican Riviera. Details on how you can secure your place are at www.mybookaward.com. There are limited spaces and discount rooms available, so visit today, www.mybookaward.com. See you next week.